Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head girls track coach Spencer Ross, head boys track coach Greg Wickett, and our third Wildcat heading to play sports at the college level in senior Kyle Cockliff. The girls track team held their first event of the season on Thursday at the Humboldt Rec Center. I caught up with Coach Ross after the meet to get his thoughts on the girls' performance.
It was just a lot of procedural things. We talked about figuring out what you need to do to get yourself ready for your race or your event. And, you know, I think a lot of the girls came up and commented to me like, I learned that next time I need to do a little more of this, a little less of that. So that was a big part of it. You know, we kept talking about the dress rehearsal, and that was the main message for me.
The girls, a couple of them came on top here of some events today. Is that a good sign moving forward here early?
It is, you know, and we kind of went into this, you know, I told them, give it your best effort. I'm not super concerned with results as far as finishing or who's winning, who's losing. I just wanted them to compete in every heat that they were in, compete in every flight that they were in, whether they're throwing or jumping. And I definitely saw a lot of that tonight. A lot of competing between, you know, teams, and a lot of girls cheering each other on, which is always nice to see.
So what's next for the track team coming up here? Is you guys do have a couple of weeks out before you get back into it on the outdoor side.
We do. So we'll kind of dive into these numbers. We'll dive through our split sheets and kind of pull girls aside and talk about ways that we can, you know, strategy-wise, adjust our mindset going into these races. And then we just get back to the grind. Hopefully the weather turns here and we can start actually getting outside and getting on the big track, because that changes things a little bit. But I'm super happy with how the girls have been focused and concentrating on the task at hand, which was this. So now we can kind of relax a little bit, get back to work, and see where we're at Clear Lake on April 4th.
Appreciate it, Coach. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Humboldt Wildcats head girls track coach Spencer Ross. Our next guest is Humboldt Wildcats head boys track coach Greg Wickett. The boys track team hosted their first event of the season the following day on Friday at the Humboldt Rec Center. I caught up with Coach Wickett after the meet to get his thoughts on the boys' performance.
Fun to finally get to run and compete against other teams. We've been working out for about 3 weeks now, and just getting on the track and doing some of those things is fun to see. It gives you an idea where we're starting with things this year. And some of the guys definitely stepped up. You know, this year we're a young team. We got some young guys that are definitely contributing to the varsity, and we got to see some really good things, you know, kind of all the way up and down the line.
Getting to see some of the other teams as well. And as far as getting to see a team like Algona here at Conference Foe, what does that do for you guys moving forward?
Well, you know, the more you find out about other teams, the more you kind of start making some plans for later in the year. But this early, you know, you can't get too caught up in wondering about those types of things. We got to figure out who we are before we start figuring out how we match up with other teams. Algona, they've got some good kids. I mean, they've got good some good sprinters, especially in the fours and the eights. They've got some really good teams that are really good kids that are working, and you know they're deep. You know, they got 59 kids out for track, so they've always been that way. They've always been deep, and they're going to be a tough team. You know, in the conference, from what I'm seeing so far early, you know, Clear Lake looks loaded again. Algona's good. Haven't seen much on Webster City yet, but I know who they've got back, and they're good. And you know, I'd like to think we can compete with those teams, but again, we're young, and we're just more so than other years, I think we're finding out who we are, what we can do. You know, based on what I saw tonight, we got a good place to start with some of those kids. We got some young kids that are definitely going to contribute, and you know, some of our older kids, I saw some nice progression out of them too, and they're definitely being the leaders for us, and that's what you want out of those seniors.
What's the game plan moving forward over the next couple of weeks before you guys get to the outdoors part of the competition?
Well, we train. I mean, that's what we got to do at this point. You know, and even this meet, you got to look at it as a glorified tough workout, you know, where you're getting to run and you're getting to work out, and you're not trying to press guys too hard like we're going to have to by the end of the season. And you got to keep guys healthy at this point. But, you know, we've been doing this a while, and you got to work to peak at the right time. And I think we're where we need to be right now. We're working towards in the direction we need to be. If I got to keep kids healthy, I got to keep kids, you know, working in the right direction, hopefully to peak in the last couple weeks of the season. And that's kind of where we're trying to go with things now.
Well, appreciate it, Coach, and thank you.
Well, thank you.
That was Humboldt Wildcats head boys track coach Greg Wickett. Our next guest is senior Kyle Conkla, who has committed to play football at the college level for Briarcliff University.
Kyle, first want to congratulate you on extending your career to the next level at Briarcliff University.
Thank you.
First, go back to the early days of football. How old were you when you first started playing football?
So I would always play with my brother. I would be 5 to 6, we'd always go in the backyard. He'd always throw me the ball. I'd always go out for routes. Oh, it was pretty fun. Fell in love with it then because I knew that if I kept working at it soon enough, when I got in high school, I'd be a pretty good player.
Playing for Humboldt the last couple of years, what was that experience like?
A really, really fun experience. A lot of family. Love these guys. They've been part of my team for 7 years now. Played YSF with them. Just the last few years, it's been a ride.
You went to the Dome twice, at least as a player for Humboldt, and then another time getting to play in the River Battle Bowl as well. How do you think that experience of playing at that stage, at least in the high school level, is going to help you at the next level in college?
Playing with loud fans, just a loud stadium. In college, there's going to be some loud stadiums, so you got to be able to hear, got to be able to think. While I was there, it was really hard to hear. A lot of loud crowds. Was just easy for me to kind of drown that out. But I feel like once I get in college, some of the crowds are going to be really loud, and it's going to be really hard to do that.
Looking back at your Humboldt career, what would you like people best remember you as a football player for the Humboldt Wildcats football program?
Being a good leader. I always looked up to some of the older kids. Like last year, Caden Mattson, he was always one that I kind of looked up to because he was always that team leader. And this year, I kind of went off of him and being that team leader and just showing people that even though we're down and we're losing a game, we can still fight back and win. In Nevada, we were all hanging our heads down, and I went over there to the sideline, went to every single lineman, went to every single wide receiver, went to the QB, Will, and picked their heads up. We still had a chance, but it was the third quarter. We were only down one score. So I went over there, told them that we have a chance to get back in this game. Let's just work hard, and soon enough we'll find the end zone.
What about Briarcliff caught your attention to want to play football for them at the next level?
Just my first visit. My first visit there, it was really special. Met a lot of the players there first time. The coaches really took me in under their wing before I even committed there. It was always like a family aspect thing that I was looking for whenever I went to a college. And I went there, I just felt different than every other college. And that one just felt like I could be there for 7 years if I had to.
And last question, what excites you the most about the opportunity to throw the pads on again at the next level?
Just always loved being aggressive. This year was always me thinking in my head, we're down, I gotta be aggressive. We gotta be aggressive going down the field and going into the next level, playing against guys that are 22. It's gonna be hard, but if I'm aggressive enough, I believe I can beat anyone on the line or anyone in the backfield.
Well, appreciate you joining us here, Kyle. And again, best of luck to your college football career at Briarcliff.
Thank you, thanks for having me.
That was senior Kyle Conklin. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.